capture the flag for hours at the end of the school year. Thank you, Mr. Miller.
We'll go ahead, take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Hawks head coach Connor Lee about our next matchup here on Hometown Radio.
Mrs. Yoder has...
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
Attention Knights Nation, this is Noah Clark with Clark Fowler Electric. As a proud sponsor of West Home Sports from T-ball all the way through high school, Clark Fowler Electric Motors and Supplies is on top of the game. With almost three decades as the area's leading provider in parts, repairs, and service, Clark Fowler is a team that you can count on. If you've had a breakdown, we'll get you back up and running and get you back into the game. Visit ClarkFowlerElectric.com for more details and information and all your electric motor needs. Go Knights!
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranHospital.org.
Buckeye Career Center offers over 30 high school programs, 10 full-time adult programs, and several career enhancement options for adults with financial aid available for those who qualify. The new school year is underway, but it's never too early to start considering how Buckeye Career Center can help you discover your passion and prepare for your future through career technical education. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org or call 330-339-2288 to find out why we are Buckeye Proud.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on U.S. 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin. Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for September is Spaghetti and Meatballs Pizza.
It's time now for Before the Kick, brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Sports September is truck month at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at VillageMotorsInc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
Jake Saddle here with Highland Girls Soccer Head Coach Connor Lee. Coach, thank you for taking some time to talk with us today.
Yeah, of course.
Coach, another fantastic start to the season. 4-1-1 wins against Stowe, Wayndale, Manchester, and Riverview. But you're coming off your first loss of the season against a very good Western Reserve Academy team. Can you tell us a little bit about how you thought your season's gone so far?
Like you said, it's been a good start to the season. Happy with some of the wins we had, and the loss against Western Reserve. That's a team that we would have trouble beating on our best night, and didn't play great, but definitely learned a lot about some of the weaknesses and things we need to work on from that game.
Well, and Coach, you've returned a lot of players from your team that made a deep tournament run a season ago. Can you tell us a little bit about those returners?
Sure. Yeah, we were a younger team last year. We had a big senior class, but a lot of the girls that were playing a lot of varsity were freshmen, sophomores. So to have another year of experience coming back from them has made a big impact start of the season this year. We've had a bit of a quicker start than we did last year. So that's been really valuable. And yeah, to have girls that were around for a deep tournament run last year and the years before is always really valuable too.
Coach, you've got Tuskegee Valley tonight, team that's really excelled in now their second season as a varsity program. But they've only played three games so far this season. What are you expecting out of the Trojans?
I expect them to be tough, just like they were last year. I think they're well coached. They've got some really good individual talent. And I would imagine just the way things ended for them last year might have them extra motivated coming into a game against us tonight.
Coach, what do you expect or what do you want to see out of your players tonight?
Some of the things that we've been working on the last few weeks that we need to improve, just cleaning up some defensive mistakes, using our offense to create opportunities, some of the ways we've been working on in practice. We've seen it in games a handful of times, and it's been effective for us, so we can focus on it and make it happen that way tonight. I think we'll do well.
Okay, well, Coach, thank you for your time, and good luck tonight against the Trojans.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
Before the Kick has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Check out this condo at 5573 North Ridge Drive in Millersburg that looks like new with an asking price of $385,900. This condo includes a full, mostly finished basement, along with MOA cabinets, solid wood doors, and a whole house generator. There's also a beautiful kitchen with a center island bar and lots of cabinet space, master bath, and a double vanity, walk-in tile shower, and a walk-in closet, plus a huge open basement with lots of storage. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Bogg at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hoblins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hoblins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hoblins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HoblinsInsurance.com.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center. your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
This is Kerry Taylor inviting you to visit the Millersburg Electric Display under the grandstands at the Wayne County Fair, September 7th through 12th. Schedule your free in-home assessment for a Generac automatic standby generator and partner with Millersburg Electric and Generac, the number one provider for home standby power in the U.S. In addition, see the latest in home appliance features on display in our booth. So see us at the fair or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Welcome back to Highland, getting set up for this matchup between the Hawks and the Trojans. And we'll tell you more about it after this quick timeout for our national anthem. And tonight's national anthem is brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Service Center in Millersburg. Highland, Jake Seidel, and Scott Miller with you. We'll go ahead and get you these starting lineups, and Scott will have our starting lineups for the visiting Trojans first.
Yes, for the Trojans tonight, Jake.
Number nine.
Number two, Savannah Ashton. Number five, Peyton Brothers. Number six, Gianna Pica. Number nine, Molly Teeter. Number 10, Madeline Benner. Number 11, Kylie Fender. Number 12, Leah Borkin.
Number 15,
Addie Ward. Number 19, Kaylee Green. Number 21, Avery Vierheller. And number 25, Kaylee Wiseman.
And on the other side for the Highland Hawks, they will line up like this. It'll be number zero, the senior goalkeeper, Allie Hirschberger. Number five, the junior forward, Chanel Kellogg. Number six, a senior midfielder, Maya Miller. Number seven, a junior midfielder, Chloe Beach. A senior defender wearing number 12, that will be Alexa Guzman. A sophomore midfielder wearing number 17, Italy Mullet. A senior forward wearing number 18, Kaylin Miller. A senior defender wearing number 19, that's Bryn Yoder. A sophomore defender wearing number 20, Chloe Mullet. A senior defenseman, number 22, McKenna Schwayball. And a senior forward, number 24, Jennifer Miller. The Hawks are coached by Connor Lee, assisted by Paul Money, Lindsey Yoder, and Nikki Sims. Mantuskegee Valley head coach is Jimmy Digman, assisted by Nick Benner and Stephanie Donnelly. The Hawks come in 4-1-1 on the season. Tuskegee Valley 3-0. They've only played three games so far. Scott, I think you have a little bit more on that. 4-0, pardon me.
Yeah, so Tuskegee Valley comes in having beaten Marlington in their first game 9-0. They defeated West Holmes, a very good West Holmes team, 2-0. Also in August, they beat Philo 4-0 on the 2nd of September. And on the 7th, they beat Minerva 5-1. So high-scoring team so far, even though they've just had the four games. And Highland comes in at 4-1-1.
This Highland Hawks team has played some fantastic soccer early on this season, Scott, and really their goalkeeper, Allie Hirschberger, has been fantastic as well, as really the Hawks not giving away too many goals so far this season.
No, they had the two in the late stages of the game against Riverview. Riverview, a very solid attacking team. They only gave up the one goal in that very close contest early in the season, way back in August to Stowe. They won 2-1, defeated Wayndale 8-1. Also in August, defeated Manchester 6-0 and had a clean sheet for the goalkeeper. Defeated Riverview here at home 4-2. Had a 0-0 tie with Mansfield Christian, and then their only loss of the season to Western Reserve Academy.
As we are quickly underway here, the Hawks moving right to left on your radio dial. As they look to get across into the box, Chanel Kellogg trying to pick it up. She'll have to carry it out to reset. And she will look to drop it back. These two teams battled in a very strong district final a season ago at Tuskegee Valley. Is that one knocked down on the far side? Cross comes all the way across the box. Coming in here is Schlabel. She'll put a chip over, and Vierheller, the keeper, will grab that one. On the attempted cross. As I was saying, these two squads a season ago did a great battle down at the Tuskegee Valley Soccer Complex. It needed more than extra time, as on the outside here is Kellogg. Kellogg driving in towards the top of the 18, has one to beat, and will be cleared off the line there by Kylie Fender and out for a throw. The Hawks took a 1-0 lead in that contest. They'd give up a penalty on a handball that would tie them at one. They'd go through both extra time periods, and it would end up having to go to a penalty shootout where the Hawks would stand strong, as here's a cross up and over. It's over Vierheller's head and momentarily cleared off the line as the Hawks will move it back for Schlabel. Schlabel across the top of the 18. That one's going to be popped up in the air, and now trying to move this one forward. And it looks like number 15, and I do not have a 15 on my roster. That was Addie Ward. As here comes Berkwin, it'll go out off her. It'll be a Hawks throw on the near side. Lights are on here at Highland. As Italy Mullet tried to get that one in, it'll be partially cleared once again. It'll find its way out to Beach. Beach finds Mullet on the outside. Mullet over a outstretched leg. She'll get the left-footed cross. Vierheller is going to come and grab that one. Vierheller, a very strong keeper. We saw her play at the Labor Day showcase at Riverview, where they got that win over Philo. And she might be one of the top keepers in the area for a team that's only in its second year as a varsity program, which is hard to believe for how well they play.
Yeah, the athleticism in both the boys and girls at Tuskegee Valley has been at a peak here these last two or three years, pretty much across the board. If you look at the IVC in just about every sport, including basketball, track and field, cross country, now soccer on both the boys and girls side, a lot of really good athletes down there in that part of Tuscarora County.
Kellogg with the ball, looking to go to the far corner, as that will be run out on the far side. It'll be a throw-in for the Hawks. Kellogg to take it on the far side. Kellogg looking, goes short as she finds Miller. Miller shielding that ball in the corner, will have it taken away from her, and it'll go out off her foot. It'll be a Tuskegee Valley throw deep in their own end. Throw comes down the line, knocked down, and now it's going to be sent towards the middle off a ricochet. Beach going to leave it on the far side. So Hawks get it back to Beach on the near side, and now here's Italy Mullet. Mullet dispossessed there by Berkwin. Ball finds its way all the way to the back line of Mullet, and now moving it forward is Benner. Off the back line, chipped up, trying to settle this one, Kellogg. She'll head it forward. 50-50 ball going to be won there by Ashton. And now it's going to be sent back to the corner. where Miller will try to get this one. She'll keep it in on the far touchline. Sends the cross in. No one's there. It'll be cleared out. Miller gets it back. Miller on the ground, this time on the cross. Mullet with the shot and goal! She caught Bierheller out of position, and it'll make it 1-0 Hawks here. We'll tell you more about it after this timeout here on WKLM.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Italy Mullet makes it 1-0, and here comes Allie Hirschberger to boot that one away. Off her line, we'll tell you more about that goal here in a moment as Miller has it far side, going to send it in the middle for Mullet. Mullet going to send it to the far side as driving in here is Jennifer Miller. Miller tried to get a touch, now it's in the corner. Holding it now is Peyton Brothers. It'll roll out for a throw-in for the Trojans. Throw comes in down the line. So it'll be picked up there for a moment by Addie Ward. Now Beach has it. She's going to look to send it forward. It'll be, the pass will be broken up and now trying to get it cleared out. And here comes Benner. Benner working one-on-one with Beach. It'll be sent to the far side now. And Susky Valley tries to get numbers forward, taken away by the back line of the Hawks. They'll send it far side from Miller. Miller sending forward for Kellogg. That pass intercepted on the far side. Sent up the line and picking it up here going to be Wiseman. Wiseman working one-on-one will keep that ball in bounds. Now far side here for Teeter. It'll be cleared up and over the back line. Jennifer Miller going to look to come after this one. Bierheller just going to boot this one away.
Yeah, Jennifer Miller does a nice job. She was kind of menacing that last defender.
Mullet will pick it up after the clearance. And now here's Kellogg with the keeper to beat, but the pass just a little long for her as she tries to get it back up. And now it'll be cleared out on the near side after Brothers tried to keep that in play. Coming up.
Trojans have just been struggling a little here to get the ball out and away from their defensive end. Highland doing a nice job keeping control.
And now here's a counter on the other end. Berkeley finds Teeter, but it'll be taken away by the Hawks defense. Stepping in was Bryn Yoder. And now a giveaway here for Berkeley. And it'll be given right back. Ball is loose at midfield. It'll be sent back towards Mullet. Mullet has it. She's going to look to set it up on the right side. Now sends forward. It'll be cleared back to midfield where it takes a hop over Ward. And now Beach will pick it up. Beach will drop this one back to Chloe Mullet. Mullet sends forward. A little bit of an awkward play there at midfield as stepping away with it's going to be Maya Miller. She tries to send it and now a send the other way will actually hit the intended target in Benner. Sent out to the far side for Wiseman. It'll roll out for a throw. That gives us time to tell you about that goal. It was scored with 35:39 to go. Italy Mullet with the assist going to Kaylin Miller made it 1-0 Hawks early in this one. Beach with the ball picking it up after the throw-in. Looking to turn for some help. We'll drop it back to one of her defenders. Comes near side. Italy Mullet with a heavy touch. It'll be taken away. Now working one-on-one. It'll find its way out to Jennifer Miller. Miller kicks it out. Now back to her on the near side. Miller trying to keep that one in on the touchline. Steps over the ball. Now picks it up in the middle for Mullet. Mullet turning. Has Kellogg on the far side. She'll send Kellogg in the corner. Just a little too strong on the pass. Will go out for a throw on the near side. Peyton Brothers will send this one in. Popped in the air there. And now Miller picks it up. She's going to drop this one back for Maya Miller. Miller kicks it on to the outside. Hawks trying to get a cross going. The cross comes in. It's off target. It'll be cleared out in front of the Tuskegee Valley bench. And we talked about it a little bit in game one, Scott, but this is a very hard artificial surface As we'll get to that here in a minute, as Miller has it, she's going to send the cross through the top. No one can get to it. It's cleared away. And now moving the other way here is Ward. Ward with one forward looking to send something to the right side, and the missed clearance attempt there. His brothers couldn't get turned around to it, and the hops will clear it out on the far side. But when you get those balls high in the air, they're going to take high hops on this turf.
Yep, and it's definitely to Highland's advantage. You know, they practice on this field. They play on this field regularly. And, you know, Tuskegee Valley, they just seem to be maybe half a step behind the ball.
Berkwin's cross blocked out. It'll be the first corner of the match. It's Tuskegee Valley will have it on the near side. We've only had one shot in this match so far, and that shot was a goal. As it'll be Maddie Benner on the near side. She'll use her left foot to try to make it swing in. Benner backs it up onto the corner stripe there. Sends it forward. And it's going to be knocked away there. I think that it was Hirschberger who cleared it away, and it's going to roll out on the far side. So I think we give a shot to save on that.
Our first keeper save.
In the middle now, here is Benner. She's going to drop it back to the midfield. Coming near side now for Brothers. Brothers trying to send it forward there for Ward. Ward taken off, and it'll be cleared out to the near side as Brothers will drop back to collect and get it off of a hawk in the form there of Miller for the throw. Throw comes in, barely able to keep that her foot on the ground there was Brothers. Now Miller sends it up in the air. It'll be settled by Benner. Benner sends it in, and it'll go out for a goal kick. I have a substitution coming in for the Hawks.
Appears to be number 11, Zoe Miller, entering for the Hawks. She'll replace number 24, Jennifer Miller.
Hawks in their all black jerseys with almost pinstripe, like very, very subtle white pinstripes. White numerals on the front and back. Tuskegee Valley, white jerseys, red shorts, red numerals on the front and back. Hawks trying to counter now. Sent forward. Kellogg has it. Kellogg looking. Going to send this one down. It was a handball, and we'll have a free kick for the Hawks. Call it 40 yards from goal.
See if they can get some forwards up near the edge of the box. Maybe take advantage of this.
Kick comes in low, knocked down. Ward has it. And now trying to keep it down in low there is Schlabel. Schlabel one-on-one, Ward turning around. Really having some trouble. Almost had her pocket picked from behind by Zoe Miller. Now moving forward is Ward, and she will have Howard there. Near side now, here comes Berkwin. Berkwin gets the cross off, and it ends up being a shot, and I think it might have been on target there. It was right at the post, so I think we'll go ahead and give that a shot and a save. Don't always have the best angle on some of those, but it was awfully close to that post there. So it'll go out on the far side and be a Hawks throw. 27 minutes and change to play here in the first half. It's a 1-0 lead for the Highland Hawks thanks to the Italy Mullet goal coming at 35-39. Tuskegee Valley throw now on the far side as it comes in on the far side to Fender. Fender looking to turn, working one-on-one with Kellogg. Kellogg now drops back in defense on the far side. Fender once again. Looking to send it forward, and that's going to hit our referee, so we'll have a drop ball to restart. So once the ball hits the ground, it's live, and the player can dribble it or kick it, and she will dribble it forward. Looking to move forward here is Benner. Benner, far side. Challenge to the far side. Stays in, right on touch. Benner now looking to get something going. Here's her cross up top. It'll be put in the air by Beach. Now a 50-50 ball knocked down, and advantage will be played as it finds its way up to Kellogg. Kellogg working one-on-one, almost loses possession. Now she's going to send it to the top of the 18. Vierheller will pick it up as it crosses the 18-yard line, and she will look to send this one forward. Big punt from Vierheller, well across midfield as it takes a hop. Knocked down for a moment there by the Hawks. Now Beach puts it in between two defenders. Miller going to send it back into the middle for Haley Yoder. Yoder to Beach on the outside. Drops it back here for Schlabel. Schlabel sends forward once again. It'll be taken away there as Beach tries to pick this one up in the midfield. Beach with three on her drops it back once again to Bryn Yoder. As the Hawks switch fields to the far side, they'll send it forward. And now Vierheller going to meet this one at the top of her box once again and just pick that one up. 1-0 the lead for the Highland Hawks. This one high in the air. Chested down in the midfield. Now Fender brings this one across. It looks like a tip. It should come out, and they're going to call it a Tuskegee Valley throw. As Brothers sends this one down the line. Knocked out again by Schlabel. Now here's Kellogg right in the middle of the field. Knocked down. Now Brothers has it. Or correction, that's Benner. Benner leaves it out up top. It's going to come through, and now Hirschberger will pick that one up as no one tried to get that through ball.
Yeah, I think she should have taken maybe just another touch on that to see if one of her forwards would maybe cut to the ball. But didn't
far
happen.
Side, Kellogg working one-on-one, gets a touch off Savannah Ashton on the far side. Ashton will end up winning the ball back as she drives forward. Sent up and across, a nice little challenge there, and now it's going to fall down as Miller has it top of the 18. She gets shielded off the ball and will be sent out on the near side for a Hawks throw. And once again, Schlabel going to take the throw. Most of this game has been played in the Hawks' offensive half as the head goes back out once again. Throw comes in down the line. Knocked down by Miller. She'll leave it for Beach. Now back outside here for Schlabel. Her cross. A little off the mark. Now Mullet ends up finding Kellogg. Kellogg tries to turn on it. Her attempt is blocked. Now Schlabel with a shot up and over the crossbar. Right attempt there. Right idea, I should say, from Schlabel there. They're getting everything down low. He put it up and over top there. You got a chance to drop one in behind Vierheller. Vierheller sends forward. It's knocked down, an errant ball. Now Kellogg, she shoots, save me. Ball is loose, but Vierheller will grab it on the second attempt. Vierheller picks up her first save of the evening off that errant pass. Hawks will win the ball, and we've got a handball. No, I thought we were going to get a handball called, but none coming. Mullet sends on the near side. As now Kellogg has it up top, she has the ball taken off her foot. Moving forward here is Schlabel trying to poke that one loose from Berkwin. Berkwin has it. She'll drop this one back on the near side, and Brothers will send this one forward. And it will come out for a Highland throw across midfield as Schlabel drops back to throw this one in. Schlabel down the line, touched forward there for a moment, and now will be touched out by Gianna Pica.
Again, Schlabel with the throw.
And another errant touch, but a good job there. Tuskegee Valley able to keep it off the feet of Mullet. Near side now, here is Ward. We'll go near side now with Borkwin, who has, looks like some kind of wrapping that has come undone.
Yeah, she has her quad or thigh wrapped, and it's starting to trail or tail away from her.
I think that's, they're going to get the substitution here, and she's going to check out to get that fixed. I thought I saw her have one come off earlier in the match.
Mm-hmm.
Have to find the trainer and get that wrapped a little tighter. Brothers to take the throw now. Comes into the middle. Here's Ward trying to get to it. Beach ends up shielding her off. Schlebaugh will send forward. It'll take a hop up and over as Kellogg tries to chase it down, but Savannah Ashton has it. Now the pass intercepted by Miller. Miller leaves it for Kellogg on the far side. She'll drop it now for Beach, and now back to Miller on the far side. Miller, errant touch. Ball will be taken away by Benner. The ball down in the far side now. It'll be dribbled out by Tuskegee Valley. Now Zoe Miller will take the throw on the far side. Ball comes in, cleared across midfield. The Hawks try to settle it in the form there of Bryn Yoder, and she will eventually send it forward to Beach. Now to Miller on the far side. Miller back up top to Maya Miller. Ball's going to get knocked down, and now here comes Ward up top. She's got one ahead of her. Ward looking, sends forward, and now into the corner. Schlebaugh there to wrap it up with a forward coming. It'll go out there as Presley Hendershot was the one trailing on that one. Throw quickly comes into Ward. She'll have it go off her knee, and the Hawks will clear it forward, but not all the way out of the zone. As Beach will end up picking it up, and now Schlebaugh sends it forward towards Kellogg. Takes a hop. Kellogg wants to turn on it. Sends to the far side. Sent forward here and down the line. That ball should stay in for a while as it will finally roll over the touchline on the far side.
Highland doing a great job getting back on defense. They got the numbers back before the Trojans could get any forwards.
Popped in the air. Now being settled at midfield. Knocked down. I believe that was once again Bryn Yoder settling that ball. Now Beach takes a heavy touch. She gets knocked off the ball. And he sent forward for Ward. Ward sends near side. No one there. It'll be dropped back for Schlebaugh. Schlebaugh moves forward for Beach. Beach has one on her left. That is Caitlin Miller. Miller sends forward, and she has Kellogg onside heading to the corner. Kellogg holds up, looking to get a lane for the cross. Gets across to the top of the 18. Knocked down. Now sent for Kellogg again on the far side. Her shot is up and over the crossbar. And we'll have a substitution coming in for the Hawks after that build-up. Again, 1-0 the lead for the Highland Hawks here. 18.5 to play in the first half. Our lone goal so far off the foot of Italy Mullet. A strike from inside the 18. As Veerheller will put this one back in play up top. Settled by the Hawks, now sent far side for Miller. Their correction, that looks like Kendra Troyer now in on the far side. It's sent down the line. Knocked down there by Bryn Yoder. Yoder going to drop this one all the way back for Hirschberger, who will boot this one forward. Takes a hop. Ball is loose, and now Beach has it come to Italy Mullet. Mullet going to dribble on the near side as the midfielder looks to make something happen. Dribbles through three defenders, and now here's Kellogg onside as she split two defenders. Kellogg left foot, and it's going to be knocked out for a corner. First Highland corner. The Hawks were dangerous from set pieces a year ago. Kellogg brings it up top. End up being knocked down. Ball still loose in the top of the 18. Shot and a save going to be made there from Beach, who comes through and just put the outside of her foot on it.
Two saves for Veerheller now.
On the third shot on goal by the Hawks. High punt takes another high hop. It'll be knocked down and sent back to Hirschberger, who will send this one forward. And it'll end up going out on the far side for a throw, and we'll have substitutions coming in for each side with 16.5 to play until halftime.
Leah Birkin back in the game.
Throw comes in. And thought we might have had a little push in the back there, but official's going to let things play on. As now far side, here is Benner. Benner with the ball, looking to turn. Benner with the cross underneath, deflected. She'll try a shot for a second chance. It gets through, and now it's cleared away by the Hawks' defensive line. Benner has scored a few goals in the Labor Day showcase match against Philo. Throw comes into Pika. Now it'll be cleared forward as Kellogg up top will pull it in. Now she's going to send it down into the corner as here comes Miller. Kaylin Miller trying to work one-on-one there against Brothers. Brothers steps outside. She will maintain possession of this and carry it up on the near side. Brothers across midfield, down the line, knocked away there by Beach. It'll go out. Now Chloe Beach, one of those players that she's everywhere on the field. You say her number a whole lot during every match. That one's headed back. The clearance by Yoder straight up in the air. Kept in for a moment, and then it'll go out as Kaylin Miller couldn't get a foot on it to keep it in. Brothers with the throw will send it backwards. They'll send it towards the top of the 18 now. Cleared forward, but Kellogg can't get to it. And now here's Fender going to send it forward. Knocked down, partially cleared. Now here's Berkwin. Berkwin gets the cross off, but it goes behind the net, and it will be a goal kick. .14:20 to play here, first half. I don't know why. I keep wanting to say quarter for some reason. I'm heading towards basketball season already, apparently, Scott. That one's popped up in the air. Ball loose. It'll be sent down, and the Hawks' defensive line will send it forward once again. It'll be picked up in the back by Brothers. Brothers sends forward, and a great job there by Chloe Mullett. She gets a big foot on that one and sends it far side. And now here's Kellogg turn around on it up top. She'll send it down in the corner. And no one will chase. Essentially, she's kind of dumping it in there, allowing her defense to move the line up. Punt comes to midfield. Takes a hop, and it will come right on the near side to Miller. She'll give it up to Mullett on the inside. Mullett dispossessed there by Benner. Benner looking for help. Will dribble around. Poked away there by Mullett. Schlayball's going to send. As here comes Kellogg with the keeper to beat. Kellogg takes a step. Here's a shot, and it's wide. Shot attempt number 6 on the night. So just under 13 minutes left to play now. As Mullett going to get a breather here. Checking back in is going to be Maya Miller.
Yeah, the junior, Chanel Kellogg. Number 5, she's had a good season so far. Always seems to be near the action.
So the first foul of the game going to be called against the Hawks as some contact after the ball was headed away. Call it 25 yards from on their side of midfield for the Hawks as Brothers will take the free kick. Brothers sends this one forward, drives across midfield, knocked down by Kellogg. Kellogg going to send it out on the near side for Miller. Benner's going to poke it out, and it'll be a throw-in for the Hawks. Benner, another one of those players, who we've said her name a lot already tonight, as that one's going to go off the back of Miller. Schlayball will then send this one in towards the top of the 18, where it takes a high hop. Kellogg will try to settle it near the byline. Kellogg turns around, sends it back up top, and it'll be cleared away towards midfield, and coming out is Hendershot. Hendershot has the ball taken away from her. And it'll be popped up over her head again by the Hawks defense, and now Beach going to need to settle. Beach sends far side for Miller, and now it'll find its way back to Yoder. Lily Yoder edged off the ball there by Wiseman. Ball's going to go out on the far side for a Trojans throw-in with 11:20 to play here, first half, 1-0 Hawks lead. Throw comes down the line, and it'll go out of bounds on the far side for a Hawks throw. Off the head there of a Hawks player. And now here's Miller. Miller looking. She's going to send Kellogg to the corner. Kellogg one-on-one. And again, Savannah Ashton getting enough on that to send it out on the far side. The fullback on the outside there has done a fantastic job working against Kellogg so far today. Throw comes in. Popped in the air, and now again, Beach try to get to it, but it's going to be sent away. I believe that's Bennert making the run, and now it'll be sent back towards the top of the 18. Miller tries to settle it, turns around, will kick it out to the near side for Schlabel. Schlabel, I'll put this one right on net, and that will end up being a shot. So it takes a hop there. So call that save number 3 for Vierheller. So it takes a hop, headed down for a moment there. And I'll be brought near side for Mullet. Chloe Mullet sends it forward, trying to get to it now. Kellogg knocked off the ball. They'll drop it back to Ashton, and it'll be sent forward once again. Knocked away. Ball is loose again. Berkwin now with some speed, working to get to the top of the 18. Takes a heavy touch, turns, and trying to turn around on that one is Mullet. She'll have the ball come off of, Berkwin's foot, and it'll be a goal kick for the Hawks with substitutions coming in. Berkwin has a lot of speed on that near side right now, Scott.
But the Highland defender, she did exactly what she needed to do. Held her ground, was able to turn the ball and knock it off of Berkwin's foot.
Ball picked up there. Now it'll be cleared away. Kellogg going to make a run after it, but Ashton going to pop it straight up in the air. I'll actually get it to go down towards that 18 on the far side, and it'll go out for a Hawks throw. Throw comes in down the line. So they drop it back, sent forward, and it's going to go out for a throw once again. This time for Tusky Valley with 8.5 to play here first half. Throw comes down the line. Almost had her foot come off the line there as Benner has it in the corner. She'll lose it out once again for a Tusky Valley throw. Throw comes in, picked up there by Ward, now knocked down. Benner will end up trying to get it down near the corner, keeps it in play. Benner working one-on-one, gets pass, and now Beach will boot this one away, and it will be collected on the far side. Benner again loses that ball. And she'll get it again towards the top of the 18. Benner dribbles in. Benner, left foot, shot, and scores. We are tied at 1.5 to play here in the first half. So Benner will score that one unassisted as she dribbled through the defense and got a shot. So a brand new match here with 7.5 to play until halftime as they'll try the college kickoff play, trying to send it to the corner for Miller. It'll be collected by Chloe Mullet on the near side. She'll find Schlabel. Schlabel up for Kellogg in the middle. Kellogg turns, wants to come near side. Now thinks differently and wants to back up for some help. We'll drop it back, and that one almost takeaway. Mullet will end up collecting it, and it'll be booted forward once again. Back line here is Pika. She will lose possession. Now Mullet has it. Mullet trying to send it. She got sandwiched off the ball. Now moving it forward are the Trojans, but Schlabel there to pick it up for Highland. Beach with the ball. Sending into the corner for Miller. Miller gets a touch on it. She'll lose possession on the 50-50 ball. And we'll go the other way with Berkwin. Berkwin going to send down the line. Mullet gets a foot on it. And now Italy Mullet has it. She'll give it up on the far side for Miller. She's going to send it down into the corner. Miller going to work one-on-one. Miller turns, takes some contact, and is the whistle going to be blown? No, they're going to say that's a clean hit there. Connor Lee not happy about it on the far sideline. As it'll go out for a corner kick. It'll be a Hawks corner on the far side. Or is it a goal kick?
Looks like he's now calling a goal kick.
Our assistant referee signaled corner kick at first, and then our center referee overruled him for a goal kick. Vierheller will play this one to the far side. Takes a hop. Knocked down on that far side, but not out. Now it will roll out. It will be a Highland throw. Throw comes down the line, headed away. Miller trying to get to it. It'll be knocked around and finally picked up on that far side. Now sent forward and one-on-one. Hawks going to drop this one back to their keeper. She will boot it out of trouble. Takes a hop. Knocked down again. Now Italy Mullet has it. Tries to get a pass off. It's blocked. Berkwin has it. Schlebal able to run on the 50-50 ball and get it, but now Berkwin will have it again on the near side. Berkwin trips on the ball that time. Schlebal takes it away. The official going to say play on as we'll come near side. That ball knocked away again. Now Mullet has it. And really no one has possession until it's picked up there by Pika. She'll send it into the middle for Fender. Fender looking now, turns around, working against Mullet. Far side. It'll be popped up in the air. Kellogg will head it forward. Ashton going to send it back in the air onto the near side where it is knocked down by Berkwin. Now picked up in the middle. This time by Beach. Far side. Miller tried to get to it, but it will be, I believe I couldn't see who, Ward on that far side who has it. It finally goes out. It'll be a Tuskegee Valley throw. 4:14 to play until half. One all here between the Trojans and the Hawks. Ball stays in. It'll be dropped back all the way to Yoder. Yoder going to boot this one forward once again. They're going to send it to her again. She'll try again. Still on the ground, and it'll find its way to Pika. Now booted forward that time off the foot of Chloe Mullet. Headed down by a Tuskegee Valley player on the far side. And now, let's see here. Play on is the call by our referee after a challenge where a Tuskegee Valley forward lost her footing. Ball knocked down, popped up in the air. And now Mullet tries to boot it forward once again. Wiseman picks it up, and now Mullet takes it away. Her send is blocked, knocked down once again. Goes far side for Miller, who's able to keep it in. Miller, looking for some help, is going to send it down to the corner. Kellogg gave chase, and now Vierheller going to boot this one away towards midfield. Miller trying to knock that one down, and Tuskegee Valley will end up picking up possession on the far side. Yeah, good job there on the far side by, can't see the number, her hair was over it. The ball comes in, it'll go out. Last touch by Benner. Guzman.
Looks like maybe Helen Risner,
what?
Number 16, was the one who kicked it out.
Ball's in the air once again. Miller going to have it knocked back as it finds its way to Beach. And a whistle going to go against the Hawks. So call it 40 yards out again. As Ashton takes the free kick, sends it across the top of the 18. Beach knocks it down, and they'll send it on the outside for Miller. Miller now with some speed, tries to drive, switches, and now cuts back outside. loses possession for a moment there. We'll send it on the outside for Schlaveall. Schlaveall, heavy touch. It'll be knocked out by Berkwin. It'll be a Highland throw with 1:46 to play until halftime. Throw goes down the line. It'll be kept in there and sent forward by Fender. And now here comes Hender's shot. Ball will be cleared out for a Tuskegee Valley throw on the near side. Throw comes down the line by Brothers. It'll be cleared out once again. Chloe Mullett's leg getting a workout on the near sideline right now. It's into Benner. Benner's going to drop it back to Pika. Now back in the middle. Popped up in the air. Headed by Miller. Benner runs through her arm to get to it. She'll drop it back. And once again, here's Brothers. Going to send it in. Knocked down. Under a minute to play here until halftime. Clearance going to come in towards the stands. And it'll be a throw in for Tuskegee Valley once again. Throw comes down the line. Benner has it working one-on-one. Benner, right foot. Her shot, save made. That's the third save for Allie Hershberger. She'll punt this one away with 30 seconds to play. Popped up in the air. Kellogg will have it. Kellogg dribbling. She's got one to beat if she can get around her. Kellogg will get around her. One more comes in from the far side, and play on is the call. After the two run into each other at the top of the box, and Vierheller will come pick it up.
10, 9.
Under 10 to play now here in the first half.
6, 5.
Vierheller boots this one forward, and that should do it as we go to halftime. Our halftime whistle blows. And after 40 minutes of play, we are tied at one between the Trojans and the Hawks here on WKLM.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rody's IGA. They have USDA inspected boneless pork roast for $2.29 a pound, USDA inspected whole boneless pork loin for $1.98 a pound, and USDA inspected boneless country style pork ribs for $2.29 a pound. They also have Smithfield sliced bacon for $3.98, 20 ounce macaroni and cheese or Bob Evans mashed potatoes for $3.98, and a 3 pound bag of medium yellow onions for $1.68. Plus, download your digital coupons for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rudy's IGA Merker Place in Millersburg, celebrating their 90th year anniversary.
September is Truck Month at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at VillageMotorsInc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products and MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Attention Knights Nation, this is Noah Clark with Clark Fowler Electric. As a proud sponsor of West Home Sports from T-ball all the way through high school, Clark Fowler Electric Motors and Supplies is on top of the game. With almost three decades as the area's leading provider in parts, repairs, and service, Clark Fowler is a team that you can count on. If you've had a breakdown, we'll get you back up and running and get you back into the game. Visit ClarkFowlerElectric.com for more details and information and all your electric motor needs. Go Knights!
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on U.S. 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Viper Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Halftime here at Highland, and we are knotted up at one goal apiece. Highland would take a 1-0 lead with 35:39 to go. Italy Mullet would get a strike off the cross from Kaylin Miller. That'd make it 1-0. But then it would be Madeline Benner with 7:33 to go, knotting us at one unassisted as she dribbled through the 18 and would put a shot past Allie Hirschberger. That's how we got tied to our score of 1-1 here at halftime. Highland has seven shots. Four have been on net. Meanwhile, four shots. Also, all four have been on net, actually, for Tusky Valley. Hirschberger with three saves. Vierheller also with three saves. Each team has had one corner. The Hawks have been called for one foul, I believe. There might have been another one, but I wasn't sure if it was a foul or a handball, so we did not mark that down. And, Scott, anything else?
No, very evenly played match, although, again, Highland seemed to control a lot of that first-half action early in the first half. It seemed to be in their offensive end of the field, and then all of a sudden Tuskegee Valley, as we kind of expected. Some of their athleticism started to show up. They started to make better runs towards the box, and you know, that goal that was finally put in by Madeline Benner, very well executed play. She took the ball in and you know, got it back into the back of the net.
Okay, and we are tied at one here. We got an exciting 40 minutes left. We'll have second half kickoff next here on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back to working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for September is Spaghetti and Meatballs Pizza. As we move on to the second half of play, we are tied at one goal apiece. Jake Seidel and Scott Meller with you. Noah Valdez doing a great job back at WKLM Sports Central. His first solo match back at the ranch tonight. You're doing a great job, Noah, and we're really happy to have you with us. So, Scott, we are set for half number two here. Tuskegee Valley will start with the ball, as Benner's going to drop this one back all the way to Ashton. Ashton misplayed that one. It looked like they were trying for the old drop it back and boot it forward play. So that one takes a hop forward. Ward has the clearance attempt blocked in front of her. And now here comes Beach. She has it taken away by Benner, and it will be cleared down the line by the Hawks and Guzman. And now picking it up here is Miller. Miller leaves it in the middle here for, pardon me, Kellogg. It'll be cleared away as she tries to send it on the far side there. And now Italy Mullet working one-on-one gets shouldered off the ball and will be cleared out for a Hawks throw. Highland looking like they're trying to get down here quickly and find something to retake the lead. As they'll get their corner right here, it'll be just their second corner of the match.
Yeah, their midfield did a nice job controlling a lot of that first half, and then all of a sudden Tuskegee Valley began to progress a little more forward.
Miller to take it, an in-swinger from the far side. It's knocked down, it'll go out, and it will be for another corner. I think it went off one of the players on the post. And I'm a little surprised we don't have all the Tuskegee Valley defenders back in the box. Is this one a little further out? It'll be popped up in the air. Vielheller going to come out. Ball is still loose up top. And now it'll be cleared out towards the far side. It'll go out for a Hawks throw. You can give up a goal, but there's no promise you're going to get that goal back later if you're Tuskegee Valley, as we'll get another corner here. Oh, no, it's going to be a goal kick. From my vantage point, it looked like it was last touched by Tuskegee Valley, but our referee going to give it as a goal kick. Really no complaints from either bench on our officials tonight. They've done a good job keeping the games under control. We had one card in the boys' match, and Nothing here in the second so far. Is now far side. Miller has it. She wants to turn around. Ashton will get her off the ball. Ball is loose on the far side. Schlavall will send this one into the top of the box, and it will go out for a goal kick.
That was a nice idea by Schlavall. Just kick it back into the middle. Make Verheller come out and see if she's on her toes.
Well, the wind is all but gone now, as the flag just hanging on the pole down to our right. Mullet tried to settle that one. It'll go out to the far side. Schlavall going to send this one up to the top of the 18. It'll hop right into Verheller's hands once more.
I have a feeling the Highland coach said something to his players at halftime. You know, maybe they need to start taking a couple shots, even if they're not true shots. Just start, you know, make Verheller have to work.
Mullet trying to settle the pass in midfield. Will drop it back to her defenders. Pressure is coming. They'll send it down the line. That one blocked in midfield on the send attempt. It'll be knocked out to the near side. Now sent forward by Guzman. It'll be picked up in the middle here by Miller. She'll be dispossessed by Benner. Benner turns around looking. Sends it down line towards the top of the 18. It'll be cleared away off the pass to Hirschberger. Pass comes near side where it'll be picked up by Kaylin Miller. Miller with pressure behind. They're going to send this one forward. That pass intercepted. Takes a hop in front of Ward. Ward drops it to Benner. Benner sending forward on the near side here for Wiseman. Wiseman top of the 18. Wiseman has the ball poked away at the last moment. And that'll be cleared up line by the Hawks to Miller. Miller looking to turn around. Benner's on her back, and Benner will take that ball away. Sends it back into the middle of the field. So they'll try to switch sides. Now they'll come back near side. Ball will find its way back, and picking it up is going to be Hirschberger. That play broke down right at the end there, Scott, but Tuskegee Valley saw something they liked there.
Yeah, I think they're, you know, doing a nice job being more aggressive here at the outset of this second half.
Benner will send this one back to Fender. Now this one popped high in the air. Callaugh going to go after it. Benner now will settle it, working one-on-one with Callaugh. It's taken away by Miller. She'll drop it to Maya Miller. Maya Miller sends it far side, and now three players come in, and the Hawks will get the ball as Jennifer Miller picks it up. Far side, though, it has to be cleared out as the Hawks quickly lose possession. It'll be out for a Tuskegee Valley throw. Down the line, cleared forward and out once again on the far side for Trojans throw. Throw comes in, knocked down, now sent up towards the middle. Here's a long shot from Fender, and it runs wide and out for a goal kick. Fifth shot attempt for the Trojans today.
The first one here in the second half for Tuskegee Valley.
Hirschberger will set this one up on the 6-yard box. Knocked down, and now Miller has it in the middle. She's going to try to send it forward for Callaugh. I think that ball was tipped by someone up and over, and the back line just has to poke it away. Far side now, Italy Mullet wants to turn around. Mullet takes a drive, and she'll be double-teamed, loses possession. It's sent, now pops straight up in the air on the far side. Hawks trying to settle it, and it'll go off a Trojan head, still loose, and now Miller will send it forward. Pardon me, Beach will send it forward. Now Miller working against Benner. Benner up top. Beach comes in, closes the distance. She'll drop it back to Fender. Fender puts it forward, and now the keeper going to come out, and out will be picked up by Hirschberger.
Just couldn't quite make the connection, but Tuskegee Valley is definitely pushing the pace here.
Beach drops it back on an errant pass, sent far side now into the middle, and it's going to be cleared out at least momentarily by the Hawks. Mullet trying to take that ball away. Here's a cross. It turns into a shot and a save made by Hershberger. Fifth shot on goal, fourth save for Hershberger. Once punted away, Fender will drop it down. Miller was working against Benner there. Now it comes on the near side. Guzman knocks it down once again. But picking it up there was Ward. Now here's Fender. She wants to go to the opposite field. Knocks it down, and it'll have to be cleared out to the far side, and it will be a throw-in once it goes out, and there it goes. One all the score. So the throw comes in. Knocked down by a Hawk. Now sent forward. Fender has it. Fender. 50-50 ball run through by Mullet. She'll send it far side for Miller. Now Mullet has it. Mullet with Kellogg in front of her looking for some space. Mullet going to send Kellogg. Kellogg, if she can beat Ashton. Ashton got a touch on that, I think, and it's going to be a corner kick. Corner number four for the Hawks.
Highland just had one corner in the first half, and now they have three here in half number two.
Corner comes in, and it goes right into the hands of Vierheller. 9 minutes gone here in the second half, still tied at one. Benner with the goal for the Trojans. Mullet with the goal for the Highland Hawks. It's going to be dropped back, and now pressure is coming. Moving it to the far side now, here is Chloe Mullet. She'll try to send it forward to Jennifer Miller. Miller knocked off that ball and will be sent down the line once again. But Beach going to step in front there. She has Schleyball on her outside, finds Mullet instead, sends it forward. Now Ashton going to get that one away from Kellogg, and it'll go out for a throw-in on the far side. Tuskegee Valley substitution waiting for their next throw-in as Mullet working one-on-one there. It'll go out once again off of the Trojans right about the beginning of the offensive third for the Highland Hawks. Throw comes in, knocked down. Now here's Mullet with a shot, but it's a little bit low. It'll be picked up there. I don't think that one was on frame. It looked wide, but Vierheller just picked it up. That one punted away. Knocked down. Now here's Benner going to send it far side, and she's got someone in the corner. Far side, getting past. Now here's the cross, if she can get it off, and it's going to go wide. It'll be a goal kick. Collision in the box after the fact, and looks like Coach Digman wants a penalty there, but not one coming.
I think our center official's letting him know that she didn't see what he saw.
Jimmy Digman, good coach over there. Again, this is just the second year this has been a varsity program at Tuskegee Valley. I've enjoyed it. I've had a few conversations with him down pitch side when I've been officiating games. He knows the game.
And as he teaches his athletes to be better soccer players, I think we'll continue to see great things out of Tuskegee Valley.
Benner driving in, and her shot is up and over the crossbar. This is pretty much what we were expecting, this kind of match. Like we said, when these two teams met in the district final last year at Tuskegee Valley, it took 80 minutes plus 20 minutes of added time, and then a penalty shootout to decide who was going to win it and who would move on to the regional semifinals.
And when you bring a 4-1-1 team in Highland, the host tonight, and a 4-0 team in Tuskegee Valley, anything is certainly possible.
You know, I will correct myself. I believe it was the sectional final in that win. They had two districts, and then an awkward mishit punt there from Hershberger. Luckily, right there was Guzman to pick that loose ball up.
Yeah, you don't usually see that from Hershberger, but, you know, every once in a while that ball may come out of your hands a little bit differently. You can ask the NFL punters how that...
Benner now driving in. She'll lose the ball, and do we have a foul call? Now we do have a foul at the top of the box. They'll say too much there on the defense.
It was hard to hear that whistle, but, you know, it was coming to that. Benner has done a nice job.
So we'll call it about 5 yards outside the box. As the Hawks' line moves back, they have four in the wall. Benner's going to take this one with the left foot. There's the whistle from our referee. Save made, and it's still loose, and coming up with it's going to be Hershberger. And she stands strong. Five saves for Hershberger.
Two here in this second half.
Another awkward punt from Hershberger. The ball comes near side. Guzman will pick it up. She'll drop it back to Hershberger, who boot this one forward. Kaylin Miller up top. Now they're going to send it in the middle here. Knocked off the ball, and Miller has it back. She's going to send it far side. Vierheller, the keeper, off her line, will boot this one away. That one might have been a little closer for comfort if you were a Tuskegee Valley fan, though, as we go on the outside with Fender. Correction, actually, that is Wiseman on that far side. She will lose her footing on the far side, and will go out for a Hawks throw. Hawks ball now, taken away by who else but Benner. Down into the corner for Wiseman. Wiseman working one-on-one, wants to turn. And she will lose the ball out over the byline for a goal kick. Tuskegee Valley showing the pressure now. They smell the blood in the water. They want to try to get another goal here and take the lead.
Yeah, we've spent a lot of time here in the Trojan offensive half of the field in the second half.
The Hawks have changed up a little bit of their positioning as Kellogg's now playing on the near side, more of a mid position. And now with the ball is Kaylin Miller. She's playing in the traditional striker position. She'll lose the ball out of bounds off of the Trojan. And now Kellogg going to throw this one down the line towards Miller. Ashton mishits it. Miller working on Ashton. She loses it. Picked up in the middle of the field now by Italy Mullet. She's going to leave it, and offsides is going to be the call.
Yep, flag went up almost immediately. Miller had about a step, maybe a step and a half on that last defender between her and the Tuskegee Valley goalkeeper.
Vierheller made the save, but it won't count. As Ashton will boot this one forward. Put up in the air there by Beach. It'll come near side. Guzman will settle. Comes on the outside, and she finds Kellogg. Kellogg tried to send it back towards Miller there. Now we'll go the other way, and Ward will have it taken away from her by Beach, and now we'll come back to the near side with Kellogg. Kellogg down the line finds Miller. Couldn't get a hold of it. It'll be put back up in the air. Knocked down by Ward, and it'll have to be cleared away, but Ward going to get back to it first. Ward takes it away there from Wiseman, and it'll be booted away once again by Hershberger up top. Now Mullet sends it far side. Schlaveall sending it forward for Miller. It'll be sent back towards Schlaveall on the far side. 50-50 ball near side. Schlaveall turns around and has it, trying to take it away there on the far side is Wiseman. It'll be booted forward once again. Ball is loose, top of the box. Now it'll find its way back up top as Tuskegee Valley looks to reset the attack. In the middle now, trying to keep that ball away from Benner. It'll be sent away, picked up top. Miller has it. She's going to turn. Goes cross field, trying to find Kellogg. Kellogg has it taken away at the last second. And we'll go near side now here with Wiseman. Guzman will collect it. Guzman sends it back. It'll be booted up in the air and will go out on the near side. We'll have a substitution for Tuskegee Valley. Benner to take the throw. Puts it in. Headed away by Beach. Benner back to it, though. Benner working one-on-one with Beach. Turns around. Sends it back up top. Now near side. It'll be dropped back. And here comes Callaw. Going to send it down into the corner. Ashton and Miller racing after it. Ashton will get there first. She'll send it back to Vierheller. Vierheller will put it up in the air. Not very far. Now misplayed. Now Mullet had a chance to get there. But a great job by Brothers to keep it away from her. And now a foul going to go against Tuskegee Valley on the far side. It's the first foul called on the Trojans tonight. Call it 30-ish yards from goal. So it's going to be off the wall. Wall was 10 yards away, though, so we're going to play on. Now Benner going to clear this one away. Up and across the line. Pressure is coming from Ward. She'll drop it. It'll be dropped back. Now sent forward. Beach will try to settle this one. Finds Miller. Miller going to send it on the near side for Kellogg. Kellogg with pressure behind from Wiseman trying to turn around. Wiseman will take the ball away. Sends it into the middle of the field. And now it'll have to be cleared away on the 50-50 ball. Sent away on the far side. Knocked down in the middle by Pika. Now near side, turning around on it, is Beach. Beach for the Hawks, moves forward, gets shielded off the ball there by Berkwin, and now sent forward onto the far side as they're trying to find Alyssa Wiseman. Ball end up going out of bounds, last touched by the Tuskegee Valley Trojans. Schlabel makes the throw down the line. Miller has it, trying to get past, and she will have it go out off of Tuskegee Valley. It'll be another throw on the far side. Kenna Schlabel to take the throw. Comes into the top of the box and it'll be cleared out up top. Beach going to try to settle it on the far side. Beach finds Schlabel. Schlabel trying to send it in the middle. It'll be partially cleared up but not out. Borkwin has it and she'll carry it out, but it will be a Tuskegee Valley throw as it goes off a Hawk. Borkwin throws quickly. Beach trying to settle that one. Now it's going to be popped up in the air. Past Ashton trying to run through that one. And now Vierheller will come out as Miller got ahead to it first, but a little too strong on the touch. Ball is loose, taken away. Miller with Vierheller to beat, and it's wide. Vierheller did a great job, even though she was out of position, making herself big and making the goal small.
The second Highland shot.
And that is number 9 on the evening by the Hawks. But again, they've only managed 2 here in the second half. That one's sent away towards midfield. Mullet to pick it up. And now she'll be dispossessed as we go the other way. Borkwin looking to go one-on-one. Borkwin gets through another 50-50 challenge, and that ball going to go out of bounds, last touch by her, and it'll be a Highland throw-in. Ball knocked in the air, awfully close to a dangerous play on the far side there with the high kick. Ball down on the far side. The Hawks looking to clear it. They will up to Mullet. Mullet now with pressure tries to dribble into the middle. Gets knocked off the ball. Ball going to be cleared out on the far side. No, it's going to stay in. Sent down into the corner as now here's Wiseman going after it. Wiseman bumped off the ball. Hawks going to clear this one up towards midfield. Takes a hop. Finds its way to Miller. Miller sends on the outside to Miller. Takes a touch. Gets past the defender the first time, but not the second time, but it will go out as Brothers knocks it out of bounds on the far side near midfield. Ball headed up and over. No one's there. Ashton will be able to get a foot to it. sends it down line, headed down. And now Mullet trying to send it forward. Beach now tries to settle it, pops it over the defender. Now she's going to try to drive through two, but Benner's going to pick it up near midfield. Benner, pass into the center circle. Now here comes Fender. Fender sending it in. And that clearance is whiffed there. Far side, here's Wiseman. Wiseman with the shot, save made. Second attempt is up and over the crossbar. Six saves for Hershberger. Ball back in play. Billy Mullet couldn't settle that ball. It'll be dropped back by the Tuskegee Valley defense, and they will lose it. No, they'll keep it in on the line, and it'll be sent out off of a Highland player. 16:45 to play, one all here between the Hawks and the Trojans. For about the past 10 minutes, it's been pretty much all Trojans.
Yeah, Tuskegee Valley kind of figuring it out from that first half.
Ball cleared forward. Ashton will pick it up in the center circle and looks to dribble. Gives it up. Now drop back. Sent forward there by Green. Up and over Green's head. It'll be a foot race, but Ashton going to win this one. She'll send it back to Veerheller. Veerheller waiting, and now she'll boot that ball forward, but right to Kellogg. Kellogg has a pass. She's got one to Miller. Miller couldn't handle it, trying to get the one touch back to her. Now we'll go far side to Berkwin. Now Berkwin will send it down the line, hits Wiseman, and now running through that is Beach. Beach trying to get that ball to this, one of her teammates in black. It'll end up going out of bounds, last touched by the Trojans. So throw in down the line by Schlabel. Takes a hop at midfield, and now ball loose once again. It'll find itself to Hendershot in the middle. Hendershot, her cross will be picked up by Hershberger. No one home to try to send it in.
A little better kick by Hershberger.
It will come out
time
on the near side, though, for a throw-in, and we'll have a Tuskegee Valley sub. As Ward checks back in. Throw comes down the line, knocked down, and now cleared back towards midfield. It'll be settled there by Pika. She'll drop it back on the near side for Green. Green turns around, will give it back to Fender in the middle. Fender turns, sends forward, knocked down. Now Mullet gonna get a chance to possess that ball. Takes a heavy touch, will lose possession. Now we'll go the other way. Pika had it for a moment. Now sent to the far side for Berkwin. Berkwin. Looking to go down to the corner. Working one-on-one, Berkwin. Cross is off, and it'll be cleared up, but not out. Headed away by Miller. Now cleared away all the way up to Miller up top. That is Kaylin Miller. She's going to send it out to the far side. The ball's dropped back to Kaylin Miller. Now played forward. Ashton going to let that ball jump in front of her. And it's going to stay in, and Pika will end up setting it out near midfield for a Hawks throw. 13:50 to play. One all. Throw comes down line, headed in, popped up in the air. It'll find its way to Schlabel. Schlabel with pressure coming is going to drop it back to defensive line. They'll try to boot it forward. Now it's knocked down once again. Sent into the middle, turning, and now sent forward to the far side. Mullet in the middle. Can't corral the pass. Pika has it knocked off her foot. Now again, far side. Berkwin will have it. Berkwin holds it in on the far touch line. Her cross comes to the top of the 18, laid off by the Hawks. And now they'll look to clear it forward, but to Berkwin on the far side, she'll be able to keep it in. Berkwin dropping back. Find its way to Benner. Now Pika on the near side, working against Mullet. Pika sends far side. Schlabel will chest it down. Schlabel carries, finds Mullet on the near side. Mullet's pass to Miller. Miller going to put it in the air for Kellogg. Kellogg heads it around her defender, now trying to get in possession. Can't get to it. It'll be taken away. Sent forward once again, and now booted away and right into the hands, or pardon me, the feet, rather, of Beach. Bring it near side for Guzman. She'll send it into space in the middle. Takes a hop. Knocked in the air. Now taken away there. And now the Hawks have some numbers advantage as they try the odd man rush. Mullet has the ball knocked off her foot. Clearance goes forward, and it's knocked down. Tuskegee Valley wanted a push. None coming. But they'll play on as this one goes down the line and will run out for a Highland throw. Schlabel with the throw down the line, trying to find Miller. Miller runs into some contact. Drop back and now sent forward. Fender sends it on the far side. It will run out once again. 11.5 left as they find Miller on the far touch line. Loses possession of the ball. Tries to pop it back up. Sent to the back line where it's knocked off. And Beach will pick it up. Trying to send it near side for Kellogg. Off the mark as picking that one up is Wiseman. Knocked down once again by Beach. Beach working one-on-one against Benner. Ball to Miller on the near side. Will be picked up. Drop back to Schlabel. Schlabel sends forward for Miller. And that ball going to roll through. Tuskegee Valley will have possession as they'll run it through Verheeler, the keeper. Far side now. Knocked down in the middle by Mullet. Mullet with pressure behind, sending forward. Now Kellogg trying to get to that ball first. Benner's on her way. Guzman will send it into the top of the 18. Verheeler will grab it off a hop. .10:40 to play here, second half, tied at one between Tuskegee Valley and the Hawks. Popped in the air, knocked down, and a foul going to go against the Hawks on that 50-50 ball. That's the third foul on Highland tonight. Ashton to take it about 10 yards from midfield. She's got a leg. She'll send this one to the top of the 18. Knocked down, and it's going to be into the goal. Oh, no, the flag comes up. The flag comes up on the far side. She was offsides.
And he'd hit no hesitation on the part of the official.
And Highland saved by the AR. And the Tuskegee Valley fans not happy. Ball is back in play. The ball will fall near the top of the 18. It'll be cleared up into the air towards midfield. Takes a hop. Mullet can't get to it. It'll be knocked down. And now here's Ward sending forward for Benner. Benner turns on the near side. Sent down into the corner here.
Got numbers. Just get across.
It's going to go out. Goal kick.
Goal kick.
Kaylee Wiseman was right there, so we'll have subs from each side checking in. And that might be the quickest substitution I've seen in soccer in a while, as both are out already.
Right. It's number 11, Kylie Fender, back in the game for Tuskegee Valley.
Hirschberger will boot this one forward.
Yeah, a lot of the possession has been held by Tuskegee Valley here in this second half.
As Benner trying to get through a triple team is cleared off her foot and now cleared towards midfield, but it's knocked down by Fender and now sent forward once again, or attempting to send it forward, are the Hawks in the form of Zoe Miller. Miller working one-on-one on that far side against Ward. It'll go out and it'll be a throw-in for the Hawks. 8:20 to play in this one. Throw comes in down the line. Miller has a chance to get past her defender. She's in at the top, or the side of the 18. Gets the cross off. Couldn't get to it. It was Kellogg. It'll be cleared away. But now Mullet, top of the 18. Mullet with a touch. She'll send it forward. And it'll run wide and out for a goal kick. I think she was trying to send that one forward for Catalog, but it got tipped. .745 to play, 1-1. Veer Heller will boot this one ahead.
A couple of these goal kicks are going to be crucial for both teams.
Knocked down. Schlebal trying to get to it. It'll be picked up in the back by the line. Now Miller on the far side, double teamed. Ball will roll out. It'll be a Highland throw. Throw comes in, trying to find Mullet. Beach will clean it up, sends it back to Schlebal, who keeps it in. No, it's out. Just in front of the Highland bench, the Trojans will have a throw-in. 7 to play as we have a substitution. Ward going to check back in. She'll play on the far side. Throw comes down the line, and it goes out. Did it ever come in? They're going to say no. Throw comes in, trying to get it down to Miller. It'll end up back out to Schlebal. She'll take it again. Now it's through. Miller on the side of the 18. Gets past, trying to get the cross off. Now here's a shot attempt there. It'll be cleared out for another throw-in. Zoe Miller came in, tried to knock that one down. Schlebal will take another throw on the far side. Throw comes in, finds Mullet. Mullet trying to dribble through some white jerseys. As its clearance was lift, almost getting there was, Mullet. But it'll end up going out for a Tuskegee Valley throw on the far side.
Just under 6 minutes.
Now, there's an old adage. It makes a little more sense in hockey, but you can use it for soccer, too. It only takes 1 second to score a goal, Scott. And each of these teams are thinking that right now. Beach pops that in the air. Schlebal trying to send it forward. Working one-on-one. Ball gets free. It's knocked down there to Green. It'll go out for a Highland throw on the far side. Knocked down by Mullet. She carries far side. Gets past one defender. Now she's got a chance to carry down to the corner. Ward comes in, tries to take the ball away. Now Mullet has it up top, gets the cross off up top. Catalog will have to come and track it down, but on the near touchline. Drops it back. Guzman puts the cross in. It's knocked away. Beach trying to settle this ball now. Turns around, will lose possession of it. And now getting the pass away. That was Ward. Far side now. Miller will have it go off of a Trojan. Will be a Hawks throw. Under 5 minutes to play here. One all between the Trojans and the Hawks. Throw comes in. Knocked down. Schlebal boots it in the air. It's up and over. Catalog will get the first touch on it. She tries to turn around. They're going to call her for a foul. No. We'll go the other way. Picked up on the near side. Now sent down into the middle. And it'll find its way to Miller before being cleared by Ashton. Takes a hop. Might have gone off a hand there. Official says play on. Near side. Guzman has it knocked back, and Miller will have it cleared out on the near side. Green to take the throw in on the near side. Comes in. Miller will knock it out again. Under 4 minutes to play now. Green. Sends down the line. Guzman settles, and it's out again on the near side.
And if you're Tuskegee Valley, you just want to keep moving the ball up the sideline.
Down the line once again. Knocked down, now cleared ahead. Italy Mullet had a chance to do it. Now here's a long shot coming out. It's going to hop in front of the keeper, and it'll be grabbed there. Great job by Hirschberger. Knew she wasn't get it on the first jump, but able to hold on and grab it on the second attempt. In the midfield now for Tuskegee Valley, sent forward. Ball is knocked down, and Wiseman trying to get it on the far side. Now Mullet trying to hold on to it, or gets a two Mullet from Miller, I should say. Far side, popped up. Miller now going to chase this one down. Ashton's clearance whiffed, And now it's through. Ashton trying to keep the ball away from Miller up top, and she will. She'll clear it to the far side. It'll be knocked down, 2:51 to play in this one, but now Beach has the ball. Beach gives it on the near side, Guzman. Guzman down the line, picked up by Kellogg. Kellogg going to dribble down the line, now turns. Looking to get the cross off up top to Miller. She does. Miller has the ball at her feet. Miller with one to Beach, shoots just wide. Shot attempt number 10. And now 2:20 to play. A substitution going to come in for Tuskegee Valley. And Veer Heller will have a chance to put this one on her 6-yard box and move it forward.
Kylie Fender back in for the Trojans.
Kick comes near side. Benner ends up with it working against Miller. Sent forward now. The Hawks back line will try to knock it away. It'll be sent forward down into space. Pressure's coming. It'll be cleared away. Now, again, it's Wiseman with it. Wiseman has the ball go behind her. She'll pick it up, turns around once again. Now looks to send it out far side, and the Hawks will just boot it out on the near side with 1.5 to play. Fender with the throw in. Beach gets the first touch, clears it forward back to Wiseman. Wiseman pushed off the ball for a second there. She'll get the cross in. Coming out and grabbing that one is going to be Hershberger. Hershberger punts this one away. Takes a hop. Finding it is Mullet. Mullet turns around. Mullet with some room trying to send this one down to the corner for Miller. Miller has it picked up. She'll get past her defender. Miller turns around. Still has possession. 1 minute to play. Ball is loose down near the end line. Miller keeps it in. Gets the cross off. Up top, Kellogg, she can't get to it. It's cleared off the 6-yard box. Popped up in the air with 45 seconds to play. Miller will knock it down and send it back to the back line. Sent forward once again, high in the air. Miller has it go off her shoulder. And now here is Mullet. She loses it. Far side now for Miller. It'll be cleared off for a throw-in with 30 seconds to play on the far side. Schlebaugh will come down and take it. Schlebaugh, throw comes in quickly to Mullet. Mullet has three defenders close in. She loses her footing. Ball will go out with 20 seconds for a Hawks throw. Schlebaugh gets the throw into the box. It's loose in the box. Popped up in the air by Miller. Pressure coming. Clearance is going to go out for a corner kick with 10 seconds left. Hawks going to get this one up quick. Kellogg plays it. It was on the line. Here's a shot, and it's wide, and we will end this match in a draw. Holy cow, Scott, what a way to end that one.
Yeah, it looked like Highland was going to play for that last attempt, and they got a nice job. Were able to get that corner. They decided not to attempt the regular corner kick. They just kind of kicked it out so that the player could have one last shot at it, and it just went wide.
We'll wrap this one up next here on WKLM.
School's back, fall is on the horizon, and the gift-giving season is just around the corner. Hi, this is Sue from the jewelry store in Millersburg, and we're excited to unveil our latest collections. Discover our stunning sterling silver necklaces and earrings, and don't miss out on our exclusive permanent bracelets. Make your wish list today and take advantage of our convenient layaway option, and be prepared to shine this season. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg.
Kaufman Realty and Auctions invites you to explore this charming 3-bedroom, 1.5-bathroom at 629 South Washington Street in Millersburg. Inside, you'll find a living room, kitchen, and dining area featuring a large bay window on the first floor. The back door extends from the dining room to a small enclosed bedroom. Upstairs, there are 3 bedrooms, all fitted with new ceiling fans. Also on the second floor is a clean full bathroom with a shower tub. Downstairs, there's an additional convenient half bathroom. Venture out back to discover a new porch installed in 2021. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Kobe Scheller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
This is Kerry Taylor inviting you to visit the Millersburg Electric Display under the grandstands at the Wayne County Fair, September 7th through 12th. Schedule your free in-home assessment for a Generac automatic standby generator and partner with Millersburg Electric and Generac, the number one provider for home standby power in the U.S. In addition, see the latest in home appliance features on display in our booth. So see us at the fair or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at YoderFamilyRoofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000. For all your roofing and spouting needs.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service. State Route 39, Millersburg.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
September is Truck Month at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at VillageMotorsInc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
During this timeout, we at Dr. Brad Walsh and Associates want to thank our patients of the past 29 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Walsh, Dr. Reeser, and Dr. Bostick not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and orthodontics. Emergency care and new patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwalsh.com.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rhodey's IGA. They have Gerber's Boneless Chicken Lover's Choice for $3.98 a pound, USDA Inspected Boneless Pork Chops for $2.79 a pound, and 73% fresh ground beef for $3.49 a pound. They also have USDA Choice Beef Loin T-Bone Steak for $10.79 a pound, USDA Choice Boneless Bottom Brown Roast for $4.98 a pound, California Grown White or Red Seedless Grapes for $1.48 a pound, and Fresh Express Romaine Salad, buy one, get one free. Plus, download your digital coupons for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Friday at Rhodey's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg, celebrating their 90th year anniversary.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
The Holmes County Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau wish the players, coaches, and families the best of luck.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabile Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabile knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabile Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabile Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit CSB1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. Vintage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Back at Highland to wrap this one up real quick in game number two. We had two goals scored. The first one came for Highland with 35:39 remaining. It was scored by Italy Mullet and assisted by Kaylin Miller. Goal number two came unassisted by Maddie Benner for Tuskegee Valley, and that's what tied us up. But Tuskegee Valley had a goal called back due to an offsides call, and that would be how we finish this game in a 1-1 draw. Highland had 10 shots, 4 on net. Tuskegee Valley, 10 shots, 7 on net. Hershberger would finish with 6 saves. Meanwhile, Vierheller would finish with 3. Highland called for 3 fouls. Tuskegee Valley for 1. 4 corners for, pardon me, 5 corners. I missed the one right at the end there for the Hawks. 1 for Tuskegee Valley. Each team was called offsides twice. Scott, we'll finish this one up real quick. Very good match between two teams that I think the divisions are right that they could meet in the postseason once again.
Yeah, and you know, you're going to have a lot of very tight soccer play between these two schools. We know what happened in the sectional of the district last year, and it was a lot of that same tonight. And you know, it seemed like there were ebbs and flows in this match, with Highland having some advantages certainly in that first half, but all of a sudden Tuskegee Valley and their athleticism and getting some of those crosses to come in, they started to also take advantage of you know, what Highland was attempting to do.
Well, Highland's got Chippewa coming up next. Meanwhile, Tuskegee Valley going to be hosting Sandy Valley. Those should be pretty good matchups as well. That's going to just about do it for us here. Scott, always great to get on the horn with you here, calling some soccer games with us. Great job today, and thanks for all your help.
Thanks, Jake.
Also like to thank Noah Valdez back at WKLM Sports Central, if I can get his last name right, pushing all the buttons, making sure you hear us here on FM 95.3 and online at WKLMFM.com. One more time, the final score here in Game 2, it was 1-1 between Tuskegee Valley and Highland. For Scott Meller, along with Noah Valdez, I'm Jake Seidel, signing off, reminding you to stay safe and healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow here on WKLM. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.